everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We're so excited today to bring you another interview with one of our Hallmark actresses. We are talking with Debs Howard today, and I'm Rachel. And Deb, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And so what we like to do when we have these interviews is we like to start by just asking you to introduce yourself and tell us what inspired you to become an actor.
Yeah, totally. So my name is Debs Howard. Actually, my full name is Deborah Ruth Howard. So my parents made me sound like I'm 80 years old right off the bat, which is great. So that's my name. And what inspired me to be an actress is, my favorite thing growing up was my dress-up box. That's all I ever wanted to play with. Mm-hmm. My favorite movie when I was a kid was the movie Congo. So I spent like years just reenacting scenes from Congo, which is about these like killer monkeys and a mad scientist. And it's just completely ridiculous. But it was my favorite movie and I just reenacted Congo all the time. And so my parents, poor parents, based on that probably, started putting me in drama camps in the summers and just kind of really supported me in that they would, you know, get me things to add to my dress up box and would always sit through my ridiculous plays. As I kind of got a bit older and I started actually thinking about careers and what to do with my life and stuff like that, I realized that I most enjoy the types of things, whether it's a movie or, you know, a painting or a play, I enjoy the things that inspire me. Mm-hmm. And so I want to do that I want to give that to others. I want to inspire others. So the ultimate thing I want to do is I want to make people laugh and I want to make people think. So if I get the opportunity to be a part of something that has just, you know, a really great message, but that can also be funny, then that's kind of my favorite thing ever. And a lot of Hallmark movies have that. So,
Yeah. Your parents were like, why did we ever show her that Congo movie?
I know. They were like,
it was a huge error.
Sick of these reenactments. And in the airport, I saw one of the cast members from Congo, Tim Curry, who also was in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Sure, yeah.
Huge. And so I saw him in an airport once, and this was years ago. This is probably like, I don't know, 12 years ago. And I'm sure tons of people go up to him being like, I loved you in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
His like iconic thing. Uh-huh. And I was like shaking, and I had Tim Curry in the waiting room and I was like, hi, I loved you in Congo. He was like, thank you.
I just said, I love you in Home Alone too.
Yes, yeah, totally.
That's really funny. It's like, wow.
Yeah, he was kind of like, oh dear, go away.
Yeah.
I know, he was friendly, but I think he was like, I don't want to talk about Congo.
Right. That's really, oh, well. Really funny. I love that. So did you grow up in Canada or in
So I was born in South Africa.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and then my family moved to Canada when I was almost three. So okay. I don't really remember much of it, unfortunately. But so I grew up in a really small town in Canada called Cranbrook. Which is kind of funny because it's awesome. It's a great town to visit and grow up in and everything, but it's kind of this tiny little town. And so it's funny that we came from Africa to this like town that most people haven't heard of before. Mm-hmm. You'd think you'd go to one of the main centers, but no, we ended up in Cranbrook.
That's really funny. Yeah. Now, why did your family move to Canada?
My dad just had a work opportunity in mm-hmm. Canada that we decided to take. So yeah.
So did you do plays and stuff like that in high school?
Oh yeah. 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 All the time. Well, every test I got.
Yeah.
Again, my poor family. They're like, okay, another one. Yeah, I played Miss Hannigan. That was my favorite thing. And I was in, and then before that I did kind of community theater, and we did kind of a bunch of either original ridiculous plays or, I did the Wizard of Oz once. And then we had a bunch of, you know, I did every Christmas play and yeah.
Yeah. So you got to at least be, you know, thinking with flying monkeys, even if it wasn't.
Yeah. I think I was a munchkin. It was.
Okay. Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. We did, the Wiz when I was in high school, and that was probably the best play I've ever been in. Not that it's that great, but it was really fun.
They're always so much fun. Plays, especially in high school, are the best because you're just doing it with your best friends.
Yeah we did that in Bye Bye Birdie. That was
good one.
Yeah, it's a great, both those are really good for high school, because I'm of the belief, I think that for high school theater, I think you should pick shows that can have as many people that want to participate.
Absolutely.
Can participate because I don't know. So you want to pick shows that don't, like my sister and her theater, they did Into the Woods, which is a great show, but it only has a few parts. Like it doesn't have.
Yeah. That's many, interesting.
Where Bye Bye Birdie, it has tons of parts.
Oh, like, yeah. Everyone gets to be a part of that one.
Yeah. There's all the teenagers. There's all the, you know, Morning Glory.
Fun in high school.
Yeah.
You know what was another great one for high school is West Side Story.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one. And I don't know, just ones that have lots of chorus scenes. And so anybody that wants to participate can participate and just be part of the fun.
Yeah, I wish that if there was one play that I got to do, I wish I could do Grease.
Yeah, that's another good one. That has, you know, lots of scenes where people can just be part of the chorus.
Yeah. I you know what? I should say, like, if there's one musical I could do, because there's tons of other, like, incredible playwrights that, you know, like, if I could do a Shanley play or something like that, that would be great. But Grease, that's my jam for musicals.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's definitely a fun one. So, very cool. Well, that's fun. And so, then you moved to Vancouver?
Yeah, so I went to high school. I did all my schooling in Cranbrook, and then I moved to Victoria, which is on Vancouver Island, and I went to a film school there. And it wasn't the most esteemed acting school, I should say. It doesn't exist anymore, so I guess that's saying something. But it was so much fun. And I met, one of the teachers that taught there, is still kind of one of my coaches and mentors today, 'cause he was so awesome. And he's in Vancouver now as well. So, and I met some great friends through there, and it was just kind of a really awesome introductory experience. So after that, I moved to Vancouver. I got into acting. I got an agent. I was like, I'm going to do this. I think I was 18, and my agent sent me out for a couple auditions that I bombed. I absolutely bombed every single one that he sent me out for. So then I was like, I'm not cut out for this.
Yeah.
And, but you know, this just isn't for me. And so I quit, and then I moved back to Victoria. I did a bunch of schooling. I did a bunch of health sciences. I went to school for psych, broadcast journalism, just trying to find anything else that I loved even half as much as acting. And I couldn't. So then I was like, you know what? I'm doing all this education and it's great and I'm interested, but my heart is still really just in acting and I still just want to do that. So I decided to give it another shot. I moved back to Vancouver, got an agent again, a different agent. And by this time I was 25. And so I was a bit older, a little more life experience, a little thicker skin. And things just kind of worked out a lot better for me this go around. So I've actually been finally, booking work and I've been having so much fun with it. So I've just, I feel really, really lucky to have the opportunity.
Yeah. That's really cool. So yeah. you got to try all these other stuff out and realize, I guess, fine.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing else I can do except for act. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Did you grow up watching a lot of
Congo?
Movies? Congo. That's right.
No, sorry. Did I grow up watching a lot of?
Yeah, a lot of movies.
Outside
of Congo.
Totally. Yep. Yeah. Every Sunday we would have what my mom would call finger supper nights. And so basically I think it was when she was like just over cooking for the week. So she would just do either it was like a free for all. And what that would consist of for me was white bread and fudgesicles. or she would make like a bunch of kind of, those oven hors d'oeuvres, basically like a bunch of stuff like that, like little meatballs and whatever else, those frozen foods. So that was kind of our finger supper night, which was just like eat and stay alive. And then we would watch movies. So that was every Sunday as kind of a family. And I remember the first time I ever went to the movie theater was with my brother. He took me to see Lion King.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was really cool. So my parents would take me to the movie theater a lot. We definitely watched a ton of theater sometimes it would be past my bedtime, so my parents would put me to bed and then the rest of my family, because I'm the youngest, the rest of my family would stay up and watch a movie, and I would sneak downstairs back down to the family room, and there's a fireplace opposite the TV. And so I would watch the TV screen in the reflection of the fireplace when I was supposed to be in bed.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
Yeah, I was obsessed.
That's adorable. Yeah, I love that idea of the finger supper night. I've never heard of that before, but I have long felt that any food that you can put a toothpick through,
yes,
best food.
Yep, that was all. Every Sunday, either that or, white bread and fudgesicles.
Yeah, it's like have you ever seen the movie Mermaids?
Which no.
That's her thing. One of her things. It's got Winona Ryder and Cher, and is that all that she cooks is appetizers?
Yes,
and I'm amazing. A big fan.
That's incredible. That would take me right back to my childhood.
Yeah, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Well, so your first role for Hallmark was in a Haley Dean movie. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that was my first Hallmark movie. Yeah.
So
and I remember I was so excited when I booked that one. Because I was like, I'd heard so many great things about being you know, in the Hallmark family for so long. And then I was like, I felt like I finally broke into it with that one. So I was really excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get to meet Kelly?
Oh yeah, she's so lovely.
Yeah.
She's one of the nicest humans I've ever met.
Oh, good.
She's really, really great.
We always like to hear that about our queens of Hallmark.
Oh yeah, totally. Well, you know what? And this is like the honest truth is that I haven't met one Hallmark lead who hasn't been wonderful. They've all been, and so like, even if someone was like, tell me some dirt. I have nothing to tell because they have all been so lovely. They're so, so nice. So yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Sorry.
We could hear all the dirt on the podcast, but that's okay. We'll believe you.
Well, I don't even have any. I wish I could. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But she even, when we're filming Haley Dean, she had a new baby recently. And so she was just like, yeah, she's a hardworking mom and just a lovely person.
Yeah, very cool. Well, that's fun. And so then you were in The Perfect Bride.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Were you one of the one of the brides training? Or?
Yes, I was. My name was Quinn in that movie. And that one was a funny one. That was, I think we were filming for a couple of weeks. And Quinn was just like, I had so much fun playing her because she would just say the funniest things. Like I was so happy that the writers threw some of that stuff in there for her because they were hilarious. So there were certain things like everyone was complaining about the stomach crunches and then Quinn perks up and she's like, I love stomach crunches. And then I'm talking about how, you know, we landed on a carrot cake for the wedding because my fiance is a vegetarian, but it's like, what cake isn't vegetarian? Like, when do you have a meat cake ever for your wedding? So she was just kind of this, like, I don't know, quirky, like funny character that I was really, fortunate to play.
Well, and it had to be a nice set because you get to wear like yoga pants and workout clothes. Like,
yes, the best, my favorite.
Yeah,
I could wear every role. That would be. It's just like pajamas. It's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Anything stretchy, give it to me.
I have not been able to interview Pascal. I would love to, she seems. Like, I heard that she makes lots of really cheesy jokes. That's what I heard from everybody.
She's hilarious. She's super fun. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And Kevin Smith, all I know about him is that he's loves to cooking all the time. This is what everybody said.
Oh.
He loves to cook.
I didn't know that about him.
Yeah.
I wish he was
that. But I haven't been able to I haven't interviewed either of them yet. So if you're listening, please come on the podcast. It's really fun.
Come on, Kevin and Pascal, do it.
So
we can just recruit people from this.
Yeah. Hey, that's the goal.
Yeah, totally.
So then you were in Mingle All the Way. And what was your role in that one?
So I played Ashley, who, and I got so much. Twitter I don't know Twitter
thing response, from that
I played Ashley. She was Brent I don't want to forget
Brent
his name.
Darty.
Yes, I played his ex-girlfriend in the movie.
So
basically he was like, he had this amazing romance with Jen Lilly. And then all of a sudden the ex-girlfriend shows up at a Christmas party.
Right. And
that was me. So I kind of, everyone thought that like maybe I was throwing a wrench in the gears and I was ruining everything for their romance, but it was fine. But yeah. On Twitter, I had people being like, Ashley's here. Ashley, go away, and all this stuff. And I was like, I'm sorry.
they're like, yes. Use the app for someone else. Find somebody else.
Exactly. Not trying to ruin anything for anyone. I just got invited to the same party.
Yeah. Well, that movie had just an incredible cast. A lot of people that we've gotten to interview. We've interviewed Jen Lilly twice, and Casey Manderson, Sandy Sadu, Ava Cooper. Nice. We've interviewed. They're amazing.
Yeah. I only had one day on that one, so it was quick. Okay. But they're all so lovely. I actually I originally auditioned for the part of, again, character names I forget, but real people's names I remember. So Sandy Sadu's part, in that movie, I originally auditioned for that and I bombed it.
Oh, no.
'Cause every now and then you just have a bad audition. And sure. I'm like, I'm usually fairly consistent. I feel pretty good about my auditions most of the time, but every now and then you just have a bad day.
Right.
And so I had a bad day that day, and I was like, oh boy, like that sucks. I walked out of there just thinking, you know, like this is horrible. And then I got a call from my agent the next day or 2 days later being like, hey, so they're offering you a different role in the movie. And I was like, yep, I'll take it. I can't believe they want to give me anything.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, you know, part of once you break into the Hallmark family, they kind of have seen that you can do other things.
Yeah.
And so they're like, okay. And I'm sure, you know, everyone's human. I'm sure they understand that you can have a bad day and a bad audition without meaning that you're bad necessarily. So.
Right. And yep. Sometimes you just probably look the part of what they're thinking of, and they're
totally. Like, okay, there's so much that goes into it. Yep.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, that's fun. And that one probably was better than some other Christmas movies because you didn't have to be outside in the summer. Because most of that movie is inside. So.
Yes. Yeah, totally. And I've heard the funniest stories from some of my friends of filming. Yeah, these Christmas movies in the dead of summer or sometimes actually in the winter and where they are all outside, like Small Town Christmas that I did, there was a ton of outside scenes. And it was because we're in Vancouver, it rains a lot here. So a lot of the times when you see snow in the Hallmark movies, it's by a snow machine or sometimes a bubble machine.
Right.
Like it makes tiny clusters of bubbles that look like snowflakes on film. And so anyways, so the reality is for a few of those days on set, it was like torrential downpour. We were just like absolutely drenched. They put tents over us. We had a holding area for all the cast in the background and tents, and the tents were caving in from the water. It was just crazy, and there was crazy wind. It was quite the experience to film the outdoor scenes on that movie.
It's amazing how it seems like no matter what, they're able to make that deadline.
Oh my gosh. The directors, I have so much respect for all the directors that I've worked with on these movies because they work so incredibly hard. And and the just the longest hours, you know, as actors, we think sometimes we work long hours, but the reality is the director's been there since before we got there, and they'll be there, you know, until after we're gone. And same with the crew. The crew is like, they endure everything.
Yeah.
And they have to pack up at the end of the day. Like, oh, they put in so much work.
It's true. I've gotten to interview two different directors, and just it's amazing. The amount of hats you have to wear as a director, it's pretty incredible.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. And I've been able to see, you know, why the directors have got these jobs. Like I've kind of lately been trying to kind of analyze being, cause I'm a bit interested in directing too. So mm-hmm. I've been kind of trying to figure out like what makes a good director. And yeah. It's this really, really cool balance of leadership and assertiveness, but also, they absolutely have to be a leader and kind of delegate jobs. But then at the same time, these directors are keeping everyone together. So they're also kind of the glue, and they kind of set the environment and set the tone of the room. So they're still so friendly and so generous and giving in the way that they work and the way they talk to everyone, but with this kind of, assertive tone that a yeah. leader needs to have. Yeah. And you see why they demand respect and why they're so good at their job, and they create this really positive environment that everyone's getting like so much stuff done. It's really cool.
That is really, really cool. So Small Town Christmas, what was your role in that one?
Oh, my name was Haley in that one. Uh-huh. And I was 8 months pregnant, 8 months pregnant in that uh-huh. movie. So they gave me a fake belly and it was huge. And it was just like stuffed with cotton, uh-huh. like a stuffed animal. And so it was so like I was just like, you know, when you belly bop people, belly boop, like, uh-huh.
yeah.
pooping everyone with my belly.
Yeah.
And I thought I felt invincible because
that is so funny.
I just had this great padding around my body.
That inspired you to, you're like, I have to do this for real.
Well, you know, what's hilarious is everyone at the onset was like, oh, does this make you want to have a baby? And I was kind of thinking, like, no, this makes me kind of take it off at the end of the day, and then I don't have the belly anymore. As fun as it's been, like, it's nice to take the belly off at the end of the day. And then my fiance and I found out that while I was filming that, I was 2 weeks pregnant.
That's so funny.
It was quite a little blessing that we had that we weren't necessarily expecting, but we're so excited about.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You were just really getting into character.
Very, yeah. Very. I had so many people from the cast message me that saying, wow, yeah. Who would have thought?
You're just like, I'm a method actor. I really go for
exactly.
it.
I swear I will myself to be pregnant for this role. Yeah.
That's cool. Well, very good. Well, all right. So, and then you were just in the Just Add Romance. We saw you, and yes. you were one of the contestants on this cooking show, and that had to be a pretty fun, fun role, a pretty fun, setup pretending to be in this cooking show.
It was so much fun, and I was really, really excited to do that one because that it was sort of different than any Hallmark I had even read before or seen before, with the cooking show kind of competition setup.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is really cool. And then we showed up on set and I loved the script, and the set was incredible. The way they put that all together. It looked like, you know, you felt like you were on a legitimate kind of reality cooking show. It felt so real. It was crazy. And so that was really cool. And the cast was all so yeah. great. Brittany Wilson, who played Zoe, was, she's one of my friends. She lives in Vancouver. And we just basically didn't stop laughing all day, every day.
Uh-huh.
We had so much fun. And it was just a blast. Megan was awesome. Luke is the nicest guy in the world. So it was just like, we were all really lucky to yeah. work together.
I was going to ask you if Luke McFarlane is as handsome and charming in real life as he is.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, he's incredible. He's like a male unicorn. You're just like, how are you a real human? You're so lovely and you're so handsome.
Right.
And how does this happen?
Right.
Yeah, and he's very humble. Like, he's so humble. He's so modest. He's really great. He's awesome. I'm really, really happy for all his success. He deserves it.
He's one of our favorites. You know, if you are watching a Luke McFarlane movie, that it's going to be quality. He picks really good projects, and he's just so, so charming.
Yeah. And you know what? He's really, he's got this really kind of natural ease of ability.
Yeah.
When he's acting and when he's on set, like he just like calms everything. He calms the room, and he's just kind of like, it just feels like everything flows really easily for him, which is, it's really cool. It's cool to watch.
That's really fun. And
Megan has this like really adorable kind of like quirky, she's so sweet and so much fun. She's got this awesome personality that I think really comes across on camera too. And so it was really cool to see them together.
Yeah. Yeah. This is her first lead role. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect. And I really enjoyed how the movie had like a lot of them sort of these little dates. Because you don't always get cute little dates in Hallmark movies.
and like multiple kisses.
I know. I was so excited about that. I absolutely love that. Because we did a whole episode of the podcast once where we talked about our favorite Hallmark kisses. And we talked about in that episode how we need more kisses in Hallmark movies. And I feel like maybe they listened because it's been a little bit better lately. I mean,
your wish has been granted.
Yeah. Like the movie this last weekend or the movie that was yesterday, the Flip That House, we were all just dying because maybe I shouldn't tell you because if you haven't seen it, I don't want to be a spoiler.
I haven't seen it yet, but tell me because I actually auditioned for that.
Oh, you did?
So I know most of the script.
Well, we were so excited because so many of these movies, they'll be just about to kiss and then the phone will ring.
Yeah.
And then they'll stop kissing. And I'm like, that would not happen in anybody's real life. Like, you would never stop for a phone call. You would always keep kissing. Like, I don't care. And we were so excited because the phone rings, stops their kiss. We get almost a near kiss. And then they just go for it. They kept kissing. I was like, yes!
That's awesome.
Because sometimes the near kiss makes sense. But other times it's just nonsensical. There's no way any adult human being would stop kissing because there's some like little sound or some like phone call or whatever. It's just like, you can call them back. They'll leave a message.
Yeah. The day that I'm like, hang on, I have to take this.
Yeah.
Then that's like, the romance is dead.
Yeah, that's right. But in Just Add Romance, that the elevator kiss was pretty great. That was a really fun moment, I thought.
Yeah, I'm really glad they put that in there.
Yeah, it was really good. And it was just cute the way everybody was just sort of gossiping and talking like, ooh.
I know everyone like wanted to watch what they had going on. And it was funny because reading the script for that movie too, I was like, I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going to happen? Who's going to win? And I kept thinking, you know, what if this in real life, like how tough that would be if you were on a competition, like reality show, which we know exists and we know, you know, people really compete for, and what if you were, you know, romantically interested in one of the other contestants, how tough that would be. So I thought it was a cool concept.
Yeah, it was really fun. I enjoyed it. very much. So, so I say in your IMDb, you're in the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie coming up.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
Ooh, I'm so excited about that one. Uh-huh. So, that is, did you ever play Sonic the Hedgehog on Game Gear or Sega?
I'm not a huge, but I think I have played it here and there.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, it was, at least in North America, it was, I think, quite huge in the 90s. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's still like a thing elsewhere in the world, but yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog kind of ruled my household in the 90s because my brothers used to love it and play it, and I would steal their Sega Game Gear.
Yeah.
Anytime I could, and I would sneak my own little Sonic the Hedgehog game. So it's basically it's an animated movie with real people. Uh-huh. So kind of like a new version of Space Jam, you know, lots of movies are actually doing that lately, where that's a real cast and then Paddington sure, the Bear. Yeah. Yeah, that kind of thing. So so it's going to be like that. It stars Jim Carrey and James Marsden, who are awesome. And I was like, just any chance that I have to be in a Jim Carrey movie, like, what a dream come true.
I didn't know that they were in it. I missed, or I forgot, you're right. And so what's that like to be like with the green screen and the, is it hard to sort of envision the character?
So for me, my stuff, the days that I was on set, I wasn't working on a green screen.
Oh, okay.
Because, Sonic comes through the scenes that I'm in. But I don't know how it's actually super interesting. I can't wait to see how it ends up on screen because he's in some of my scenes, but he doesn't, we had no green screen. So I don't know it's just going to be the magic of movies, you know, and these animators, I don't know how they're going to do it,
interesting.
But I'm sure they've got a plan. Yeah. Cool. So, and then Jim Carrey is playing the antagonist in it, the bad guy, and James Marsden's kind of he's the hero in it. So I think it's gonna be. I'm so excited to see when it comes out. Sometimes with these big movies, you don't get to read the whole script when you book a job. You just get to read the little bits they give you. So, so I haven't read the whole script, so I don't know what happens. Uh-huh. I can't wait to see it.
Well, it's good James Marsden gets to be the hero because he's always the left behind guy. He's always the wrong guy, poor guy. So that'll be fun.
He's so charming. Like he deserves, you know, kind of a character.
All the X-Men movies, he was
totally.
Notebook.
And even
Enchanted.
And even kind of in Westworld, like there's an element where, you know, he's kind of just left behind. But I mean, he's obviously still a main character in that, and he's great in Westworld. Yeah. I haven't seen the new season though, so I'm only talking about season one.
Very cool. All right. Yeah. Well, to end our podcast, we always like to do what we call the Teen Beat questions. And these are just silly questions that Amber found in an old issue of Teen Beat magazine, which is like
awesome.
A silly magazine. and so here we go. The first question is, what is the best ice cream flavor?
Oh my goodness. You know what? It's got to be, just because I was just in Australia and I ate it maybe every single day, is passion fruit gelato. Mm. Oh, it's ridiculous.
That sounds really good. All right. Yeah. What is your favorite color?
Rainbow.
Oh, we got all of them.
But if I had to choose one, like a neon yellow.
Okay, good. All right. What music are you listening to right now? What's your favorite?
Okay, so this is an interesting one because I definitely go through phases. And right now, I'm like really into an old school rap phase.
Oh.
So which is like shocks even me. So.
You're like checking out your Run DMC and stuff like that.
Yes. Exactly. Totally. Like Mos Def, like all that. Yeah. So that's it.
Very good. All right. What is your go-to date night food?
Oh, you know what? I'd love this to be like a classy answer, but nothing beats like a delicious burger.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Okay. Yeah. So what is your go-to date night activity? Going out or?
Oh, we love to, there's this really cool mountain in Vancouver called Grouse Mountain, and you take a gondola up to the top. And so my favorite date that my fiance and I have had recently is we've taken the gondola up to this mountain at the top of the mountain at night. And then we went skating at the top on their ice rink, their outdoor skate rink up top.
Oh,
that was pretty awesome. Then we went for dinner after. It was really cool.
That sounds really nice. So you go on your little hike, your little mountain, and then you go get a burger.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Very good. All right. Dogs or cats?
Ooh, dogs.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I love cats. Yeah. I'd love to have a hairless cat if I could.
Yeah. Yeah. They look like kind of big lizards, but.
Yes. I love them. They're so ugly. They're cute to me.
Right. Yeah. All right. Beaches or mountains? I guess.
Oh my goodness. These are really hard questions. I'm going to have to go beaches.
Yeah. There's nothing I love more than the beach. It's my happy place.
I mean, mountains are great too. I really just don't want to live without either one if I could.
Well, that's nice about being in Vancouver is you have both.
Exactly. We get both. We live at the bottom of a mountain, actually. At the bottom of a ski hill, and we've got the beach. It's about a 10-minute walk away to get to the beach.
Very cool. I'm always jealous. Well, and that's the nice thing about Vancouver is they can film anything because you've got all these different environments all in one, you know, area. So
you're gonna have to come visit.
I want to. I'd really do. But yeah, I love the beach. I love Hawaii especially. It's just my favorite.
Yeah, so good.
So good. So all right. Would you rather be in a fancy dress or sweats?
I wish my answer was a fancy dress.
Yeah.
But it's sweat for sure.
All right. What is your favorite holiday celebration day?
I try to make a big deal out of Groundhog Day. I have this, like, ever since that Bill Murray movie came out,
yeah,
I have just an affinity for Groundhog Day. But for, that's like, hilarious. Legit holidays, I don't know. I'd probably have to say Christmas.
Yeah. It's hard to beat Christmas, but let's just say your answer is Groundhog Day, because that's very unique. I like that. That's very eclectic. Good. All right. Last question in this. It's hard for you all in Canada because you don't have the Hallmark Channel, but what is your favorite Hallmark movie? And you can pick one of your own if you want.
Oh, man. That's so hard to pick. You know what? I'm actually going to go with the latest one that I just did, I would go Just Add Romance because I had such a great experience on it and I loved the script and I love that they're kind of doing new things in Hallmark now with you know, like even the kisses and the competition show and
a really fun one. I don't blame you for that at all. That was a really, really good little Hallmark movie. So very fun. You passed the test. You can keep making Hallmark movies.
Phew.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming and spending time of your day talking with us. It was really fun to get to know you better. And where are you on social media if people want to follow you and all that fun stuff?
Oh, I am, I think I'm just at Debs Howard on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, great. Well, I'll have that in the description section. You guys should definitely follow Debs all over the place. And we're looking forward to seeing what you're going to do in the future. And we really appreciate you coming on the podcast. And thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This was super fun.
Thanks to Debs for coming on the podcast. We really appreciate it. And thanks so much for listening. And make sure you're following the podcast all over social media at Hallmarkies Pod. And please, if you're listening on iTunes, if you can give us your ratings and reviews, we really appreciate it. And if you're listening on YouTube, if you can give us your thumbs up, that is really nice, and we really appreciate that as well. And if you can subscribe to the channel, and if you're interested in supporting the podcast, please use our link at hallmarkspodcast.com/amazon, and you can get all of your favorite DVDs from Hallmark and anything else that you want to watch or listen to or just have so much fun. So check out hallmarkspodcast.com/amazon, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye.